Thanks for listening to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. This is our American Graduate Series, What's Next? A look at how high school seniors figure out what to do with their lives. This week, we heard about how students are finding their way to college and careers through their guidance counselors. But there's one option that at least some counselors may be missing, technical training for careers that don't require college. Lots of technical occupations have open positions that can be hard to fill. One example, firefighting. WISO's April Leslie visited Miami Valley Career Technology Center, a high school in Inglewood that focuses on job preparation.
This school in the northwest suburbs has a sprawling campus. It looks like a community college, but it's all high school juniors and seniors. It's the second to last day of the quarter here, and today is review day. Inside a windowless classroom, uniformed students are split up into teams and quizzed by their instructor, John Shaw.
What action should a firefighter take if thermal radiant heat burns develop while wearing personal protective equipment?
Senior Dawson Richards is the first to raise his hand, but that's not too surprising. He comes from a family of firefighters, his stepdad and his brother-in-law. His mom used to be one, too.
I guess it's just in the genes.
Dawson is a lanky kid who talks like a TV cop. When I ask about anything fire-related, he uses words that fly over my head. When he was a little kid, he used to stay up and wait for his stepdad's firefighter pager to go off. Sometimes he'd let him tag along on calls. That's what made him want to volunteer at his local fire station when he got older.
The most exciting part was watching him actually, like, stretch a line, which is the hose line, and go into a burning building. Like, I couldn't imagine the adrenaline rush, because I got an adrenaline rush when the tones went off and I got to go up and ride on the fire truck out, so. And then I just got to help. I didn't actually even get to go in, so.
Now, Dawson's set to graduate this spring with all the certifications he needs to get a full-time job. And fire departments in the Miami Valley need people like Dawson badly. That's because there's been a huge jump in the number of firefighters retiring recently. In the Dayton Fire Department alone, 12 people retired in the past year. Demand for part-time work has also increased. Bud Bergman, the chief of the Englewood Fire Department, says the losses have hit them especially hard.
We used to have a stack of 30 or 40 applicants waiting to be hired for years. Now when we get a new applicant, we try to process them right on through. We don't even wait anymore because we're just short.
That's why Miami Valley Career Technology Center started a firefighting program for high schoolers 2 years ago. Superintendent Nick Weldy says there were some concerns at first. Fire science training is expensive, and it can be dangerous.
As you look at a program like this and you think, oh my gosh, it's going to cost so much money. You know, where are we going to find a fire truck and an ambulance? And how are we going to do a live burn on our campus? You know, student safety is my number one concern. Is this safe for students? Because you have to remember, they're not adults yet. You know, they're going to probably turn 18 that senior year. But, you know, we want to make sure everybody comes to school that day, goes home in better shape than they came.
So they looked at successful programs around the state and took note of their safety measures. And then they talked to local fire departments and got them to donate their old gear. And when the fall came around, they had 25 students enrolled in the program and another 20 on the wait list. There was a downside, though. The fire science program replaced the masonry program at Miami Valley CTC. That profession is in even higher demand than firefighting, but they couldn't get enough kids to fill the program. Weldy says it's reflective of a larger problem with technical education.
I think that, you know, people see trades, again, as a dirty job that, you know, labor intensive and, you know, it's not skilled. You know, everybody wants a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer in the family. And research has shown over and over again, for every engineer, you need 7 technicians or support people for that profession.
Weldy says today's technical education prepares students for college and solid careers, and not just in fire science. They have programs in animal care, sports medicine, culinary arts, and even robotics. And within 6 months of graduation, 92% of their students are in school or working in their field. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.
What's Next is a WYSO series produced in partnership with Think TV. It's part of the public media initiative American Graduate, which is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.